Tonight, there's a light amount of news, but at least now we can vote if we like red or blue. Plus, an upcoming Xbox 360 title gets a feature that all games should have. All that in your live calls and chat comments on the Bobby Blackwolf Show, week of February 18th, 2007. Bobby Blackwolf Show, you're on the air.
Calling in to chime in about this, Matt. And
it's your fault, Doc Wolf. It's you guys who buy these dumb Katamari, Catalarm kind of that game.
Bobby Blackwolf back at Dragon Con 2005. I am here at Anime Weekend Atlanta 11. I'm here at the Best Buy in Alpharetta, Georgia, talking about the Xbox 360 launch.
DC Nate and everybody in chat's all going, we didn't buy into the hype. You did buy into the hype, you just didn't buy the system.
From a little room in Atlanta, Georgia, it's Bobby Blackwolf.
Blue or red? Blue or red? And by the way, it's no longer a hat, it's a fedora. Ooh, it's a red fedora. Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another week of the Bobby Blackwolf Show, where we discuss the current news affecting the video game industry, as well as sometimes reminiscing about gaming's history. My name is Bobby Blackwolf. If you are joining us live here on All Games Radio, welcome. You can go into our chat room, chat.allgames.com, and I am reading comments from chat throughout the evening. A little bit later on, we're going to open up our phone lines. There are two ways to do that. One is via Skype, and that is Bobby Blackwolf Show. All one word. That is our name on Skype. Or you can give us a call on our toll-free number in the United States and Canada. That's 1-866-880-0156. For those of you listening on the podcast, you can leave us a voicemail on that Skype line, Bobby Blackwolf Show, or you can email me, blackwolf@allgames.com, and you might hear your email read on the air. And as always, I want to thank Kropotkin and Hendrix for providing their weekly audio game review this week. It was Battle Station in Midway. It's one guy in the UK and one guy in the US giving their honest opinion and a few jokes about a different game each week. We premiere it just before this show goes live, or you can download it as a podcast on our website, allgames.com. That link and many others discussed tonight will be on our website, bobbyblackwolfshow.com. So, this has been a weird couple of days for me, so I've kind of actually been out of the, you know, kind of the gaming news. Luckily, it's a very light week. Like, I only found two real stories to talk about for this week, and some chatters suggested some more. So we do have some news stories. But yeah, I was internetless Thursday and part of Friday. Basically, an outage fried my router, so that killed, like, any online gaming. It killed being online. I had a dial-up account, which I use as a backup dial-up account, but I only pay for 10 hours a month on it because I very rarely use it. So I needed to kind of save my energy on that. So I had that happening, and then Saturday morning I had to go to the vet. One of my cats is sick, but he should be getting better. And then today I was in the ER because my girlfriend broke her foot, so hope she gets better very soon. If you read the forums, I'm pregnant. It's big news, by the way. So, but this week, I did get a chance to play Wii Play, which came out this week. Good luck on finding it, I guess, because it was very hard to find a pre-order for it. I finally pre-ordered it off of Amazon using the All Games affiliate link that we have with Amazon. And considering that I paid about $50 for it, and it comes with a controller, which is a $40 value, this is a good $10 game. I wouldn't pay more than $10 for this, but it is fun, especially for the price that you wind up paying for it. Basically, Wii Play is kind of like Wii Sports. In fact, a lot of it's the same interface as Wii Sports. And actually, I think it's a better introductory game to use for the Wii than Wii Sports, because the whole point of Wii Play is it shows you how to use the remote. Like, when you go through the first time, go through each of the games, it actually says, here's how to use the remote for this specific function. And it goes through all the ways that you can use the remote, which doesn't seem like something that Wii Sports really does. Now, some of the games are crap in there, but some of them are fun. I can see Laser Pong, which is basically air hockey. That one looks like it could be really fun. There's a ripoff of Combat from the Atari 2600. That one looks like it could be fun two-player. That one also uses the nunchuck if you want, or you can use the D-pad. But everything else was like, you know, a one shot. I mean, maybe the nine ball. There's a game, pool game, a nine ball, which is also in Clubhouse Games. So I guess they really like playing nine ball over at Nintendo headquarters. There's a version of that on there. that's kind of interesting, but I think that a full-blown pool title could probably do it better. So, yeah, I had fun with it, and I'm keeping the controller for safekeeping. I haven't taken it out of the box yet, because I already have two. And so if I have a third person over, then we'll pull out the third controller. But for $10, you can't beat it, but don't pay $15 for the game. I guess that's my official review of it. So chat.allgames.com. Pen15 says, I thought Black Wolf went to the vet because he was part wolf. Actually, people think that I went to the vet because I'm pregnant and it's a monkey. Because that's what that's the big news on the forums. It's an inside joke on the forums. So I apologize to the podcast people who only listen to this. Jared J says, Wii Play is terrible. I bought it for a Wii remote, and the actual game isn't all that great. Billiards is okay. And Pen15 says, Wii Play is forced software to get the controller you actually want. And Jared also says, you can go to Best Buy if you want it. Apparently Best Buy has Wii Play in stock, and I haven't been up to my Best Buy, so I can't confirm or deny it. Talking about the Wii and stuff that we got for the Wii, a surprise came out for the Wii this week. Wired Game Life reported that just when you think that you know what Nintendo's doing with the Wii, they go ahead and release a surprise new feature with absolutely no fanfare. The only way you could possibly know that everybody votes Wii channel is if you read about it on a blog or hear about it from a friend. That's actually not true. They did actually send a mail to the Wii, probably after this story was written by Wired. There's no press release, no blue light. Yes, there was. No notification is there until you go to the WiiWare section and see it for download. So Everybody Votes is a simple little application. You register a voter, which is basically a Mii that you have stored on your Wii. And then you can answer a few innocuous questions. You can also submit your own for consideration. Once you pick an answer, you can also predict which one you think will get the most votes overall. Your results are tallied, and you'll be able to brag about them. That's about it, actually. Now, I have heard a couple people, you know, like, this is really kind of a throwaway type of thing, which, I mean, I agree. You know, if you actually do use and like the idea of the Everybody Votes channel, you're really only going to be using it for, like, maybe 5 minutes every 2 days. And that's if you're really into it and, you know, really look forward to going in there. And from what I've heard from some people is, why are they doing this and not working on online multiplayer? And they've rejected some of the things that I would say here is, you know, there are people with different skill sets. There are people who don't have, who I wouldn't want working on online multiplayer for a first-person shooter. But they're still good programmers, so even though I wouldn't want them working on the online multiplayer, you know, they can be doing other things. Another thing, and this was brought up in this Wired article that I wanted to bring up, if you've ever been to E3 or read about Nintendo's booth, they always have these, like, little tech demos or applications that never get released. The one that I know of is, off the top of my head and that I can remember is this thing using the Game Boy Advance camera when connected to a GameCube. And it was, I don't remember what it was called. I think it was like Stage something. It wasn't Dancing Stage because that's what DDR is called in Europe. But it was this stage and they took a picture of your face with the Game Boy Advance camera and they sent it over to the GameCube, which, and then it asked you a few questions, and then it had you dancing with Bowser and Mario and all that stuff. Pointless application. Pointless. But it was created as a tech demo to say, here's what we can do. And there, I actually have video of me on there, you know, of them using my face. I may upload it to YouTube. But I have video of this, and, you know, basically took my picture, asked a few questions. I said, yeah, I'm a programmer, and so it gave me, like, this Japanese programmer's backpack with a bunny on it and stuff. And I'm, like, dancing, doing all these moves. And it's pointless. But they created it. And it never see the light of day. And I have a feeling that Everybody Votes was one of these prototypes that they did 2 or 3 years ago. Okay? So, basically, they may have spent just a very small amount of time getting it prepared to be put up on the WiiWare channel for free, and it takes very little time to maintain. You put a new question out there and that's it. It probably does everything else itself. So a lot of the accusations that Nintendo should be working on online multiplayer to me seem kind of unfounded. Now, I mean, I'm just thinking hypothetically. They may have just created this channel recently, I don't know, but I have seen so many of these Nintendo tech demos that never see the light of day. you know, at E3 and at other events, you know, there's always like this R&D group that is just showing this weird stuff with the GameCube, you know, like that camera stuff. Initially, the Game Boy Advance to GameCube connectivity was part of this R&D group showing, and that actually did come out and didn't do too well in the retail market, even though a lot of Pac-Man Versus is an insanely fun game. But it's, you know, it's something that they did before, and they, like, we have this complete thing here, why not release it to the public? So, you know, Nintendo, as a game developer, does use this first prototype as something fun style of design. You know, there could be a lot of other things that, you know, we ordinarily you'd never see, but they may release them. So that's why I really want to talk about this, because, you know, there's all this stuff that they do behind the scenes that nobody knows about. And everybody's like, man, I wonder what Nintendo's doing, you know, in R&D. You know, what are they doing? Well, this is it. And now that we've seen it, people are like, well, why are they doing that? Why aren't they working on Metroid Prime's online multiplayer? Bloodshot says, whoa, so you're telling me you have video of you dancing with Mario and Bowser and it hasn't made it into an animated GIF image in my forum, Sig? And I'm saying that is absolutely correct. It is not. I'm sorry. I may put it up on YouTube. What up, GS? Is Nintendo going to be putting up demos on their channels like Xbox Live has? All I can go on is that Nintendo themselves has said yes. Like, in the past, they said, we want to push demos to the Wii, you know, to Wii's via Wii Connect 24. But no solid plan on how to do that has been released. However, that's not saying they don't have it already working in R&D, but, you know, that's something they've been looking at. But realize, and, you know, you may not be able to get the demos unless you have an SD card, because I'm, you know, used a whole bunch of the memory in the internal memory. Jared says, Bobby, listen, Xbox and PS2 had online multiplayer in the middle of 2002, half a decade later, and I can send messages to people on the Wii. That's why I want online. It's really quite simple. And I think what I was saying is didn't come out as I wanted. I understand that people want online multiplayer, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that not everybody has the right skill set to work on online multiplayer for the Wii. You know, and some people can say, well, fire the people who don't and hire on the people that do, and I understand that. But what I guess I'm trying to say is that this stuff that, like the Everybody Votes channel, it probably was developed in R&D years ago, and they're releasing it now. So, I mean, that's kind of why I'm saying this isn't a case of you need to hire programmers who can actually do online multiplayer and not waste time on the vote stuff, because I bet people didn't waste time on the vote stuff this year. Except maybe the guy that made it all in production, which probably didn't take too long, because it's not that difficult of a program. Mako, who votes blue, says, I hope Everybody Votes makes people actually go out and vote on real subjects, like politics or a decent winner in American Idol. Mingo07 says, wouldn't memory be a problem with demos on the Wii? SD cards go to 3 gigs max. And as long as you have a big enough memory card, most demos on the Xbox 360 are under a gig. There are a few that are over a gig. There are like 1.2, 1.3 gig demos out there. But most of them are under a gig. So, no, memory wouldn't really be too much of a problem. You just wouldn't. You'd only be able to have one demo at a time, I guess, unless you had multiple SD cards. Jared says, no, Bobby, you can't defend this. It's inexcusable that online multiplayer doesn't exist. I played Resistance Online today on day one with the PS3, and I'm like, that's great. Perfect. You know, okay. I don't care about online multiplayer, so that's why I'm not going to try to defend it. But if you feel that, you know, it's a waste of time to put something up that's 2 years ago, that was might have been made years ago, in the initial R&D of the console, because you want online multiplayer, then you're right. There's nothing I can say about that. I mean, so I guess you should write a letter of complaint to Nintendo that they're wasting their time. Because I agree, the Wii should have online multiplayer. That's not my point. But I guess that's what everybody thinks my point is. So apparently I can't defend it, so I should shut up now. So another thing that will upset everybody that thinks that we should have online multiplayer, Wired Game Life has reported that Nintendo is open to the possibility of putting Japan-only classic games on the U.S. Virtual Console, says Senior Vice President George Harrison. Wired just spoke to him on the phone, and here's what he said. Quote, "We are aware that there are some very successful Japanese franchises that have a small following in the U.S., and that they could never be reached by putting these products out at retail. We're open to games released in Japan if we can get them translated properly," unquote. But, Harrison adds, for the time being, Nintendo of America is busy enough working through the major games they've already released in the U.S. So, apparently, if I want to go take things very out of proportion from what some chatters have said, they should fire the translators and hire online developers and people who can program online multiplayer. Because apparently, you know, even though translators don't have programming knowledge, they're more dual language speakers and basically take scripts. They should program online multiplayer because Resistance was there day one. My thing is, you know, for the virtual console team is, you know, okay, that's, you know, I would like to see maybe some of the prototypes or something. You know, there are some games like, the main one I can think of is Earthbound Zero, which was called Mother One. But Earthbound Zero was pretty much finished, I believe. Maybe put that up on the virtual console. Or, you know, if you want to do something kind of interesting that goes outside of, you know, the virtual console thing is, take that Nintendo World Championships 1990 ROM and put it up there and actually make it a contest. See how fast people can do playing it on the Wii. Who knows? But, of course, we don't want that. We'd rather have them work on Metroid. Hyperion says they're an unofficial translation of those old Nintendo Japanese games. They could use that, just use that, I guess. And, I mean, I don't think Nintendo would want to do that. I think Nintendo would want to do it in-house, and I don't blame them. I mean, if you're going to put something out on your console officially, then you'd want to, you know, be in charge of the product, I guess. So going over to a console that does have online multiplayer, but something that's not about online multiplayer on that console, the Bitbag has reported that Guitar Hero 2 will break all Xbox Live downloadable content records. Now, here's a quote from Red Octane's publisher, which is Activision. Quote, "With its large integrated hard drive, the Xbox 360 provides an incredible platform for facilitating downloadable content," unquote, which is Dusty Welsh, who's the head of publishing at Red Octane. And he continues, quote, "We believe there's no better title to feature microtransactions than a music game like Guitar Hero 2, where the content is the basis of your experience. The relationship with the Xbox Live Marketplace creates endless possibilities for exclusive content. We're still in the process of confirming the final details and continue to secure more licenses, though nothing has been announced at this time. We can definitely say nobody will be disappointed. We are planning on having more online content than anyone has ever seen in a game to this date," unquote. And that was from Ted Lang, the associate producer in an interview with IGN. However, why aren't they working on online multiplayer for Guitar Hero 2? Because from what I understand, it's just leaderboards and stuff. Oh, it's on the Xbox 360. Never mind. So now to another game that doesn't have online multiplayer because it's in the arcades, and you know, you don't want to play online in the arcade. Well, I don't want to play online in the arcades. Maybe other people do. GamePro reports that quote, "Straight from the AOU Amusement Expo in Tokyo comes word of a new Silent Hill arcade game. Usually one doesn't equate the cerebral Silent Hill series with straight-up arcade-style action, but it looks like Konami is going in that direction for this game." Gameplay reports from Impress Watch confirm that the game is a shooter, much like Sega's House of the Dead series, but unlike most other shooting games, Silent Hill the arcade employs a life bar system that starts out at 100 life points but decreases with each hit that the player takes. The standard weapon is a normal handgun with a 10-bullet clip and reloading it, accomplished by firing the weapon away from the screen. During certain events, players will be prompted to push a red button found on the side of each gun in order to advance the story. Other uses for the red button were not made clear in the report. Using the e-amusement pass, which is only available in Asia, gamers are given the luxury of continuing play from where they last left off, making it easier to access the game's multiple endings. Konami of America has not yet made a statement regarding a possible American release. So, this is the thing, and I'm not a big fan of the horror genre. And I've stated that on multiple occasions. However, the thing that I have always heard about Silent Hill was atmosphere, atmosphere, atmosphere. The reason Silent Hill was so successful was because of just the creepy atmosphere that it gave you. It wasn't a House of the Dead, or, you know, it wasn't something, you know, zombies just running at you. I mean, I can play House of the Dead. I have no problem with that. But Silent Hill, the arcade is the last place I'd think of Silent Hill, because Silent Hill is best enjoyed with the lights off, alone in your room, with the sound up so you can get scared, pretty much. So I don't know, you know, I mean, I wonder what if this is going to be in the canon of the series, because I know there's a lot of Silent Hill fans out there that really love the story and, you know, and love the ambience and stuff and how it gets to them. And this is, I don't know if this is really going to be a Silent Hill game. I wonder if they're just putting the name on it. Defo asked, does Bobby even like video games? Yes, I do. Just because I'm not a big fan of first-person shooters and I'm not a big fan of horror anything, I don't like horror movies, doesn't mean I don't like video games. And Fifth Dream says, it's House of the Dead now. Now, this is good. KDog96 says, the Silent Hill arcade game should have a fog machine built into it, and I think that would actually be pretty funny if you're playing in the arcade and like the fog machine like fires up and at you. That'd actually be a very good idea. Get on that, Konami. Pen15 asks, why isn't there a Doom arcade game? That seems so logical. And I agree. And I wonder, has anybody here, I don't know if they ever imported these machines, but one of the Japanese game makers actually made Half-Life 2. It was either Half-Life or Half-Life 2. I think it was Half-Life 2, a sit-down arcade game in Japan. And I wonder how that did. And I wonder if, I mean, I don't know if anybody's read anything. I remember reading that they were going to do it, and I saw pictures of the machine, but never really any first-hand gameplay accounts of Half-Life 2. And Satan Banana says, do you like any Valve games? And right now, I'll tell you, looking forward to Portal. Yeah, it was, okay. Mako and Daffo says it was Half-Life 2. And so I'm wondering if anybody heard, you know, actual gameplay accounts of how the game was. Because I know, like, all these stations were supposed to be networked together and stuff, and I think it was a sit-down arcade cabinet. And I wonder how it did. And Daffo says he's played it, and it was rather clumsy feeling, really, is what he says. And Jared says, why would you want to play Half-Life 2 in an arcade? And I guess you'd have to ask someone who's Japanese that. I mean, I'm not going to... I guess the publisher thought it was a good idea. So anyway, I am going to take a quick music break, and then I am done with stories, so I'm going to open up the phone lines and let people go at me for my comments or my game tastes and stuff. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156. The music will not be played on the podcast because we're cheap. You're listening to the Bobby Blackwell Show on All Games Radio, online at allgames.com.
You're listening to the Bobby Blackwolf Show.
I'm challenging you.
To what game?
Dance Dance Revolution.
That's great, Bobby, but we don't have Dance Dance Revolution, so you're dumb.
On allgames.com.
That's exactly how I feel right now. I'm dumb. And so thank you. That was actually KDog96 did that bumper. And so thank you very much, KDog, for that. If you want to submit a bumper, it doesn't have to be that professionally done. In fact, I'm actually trying to get with him to figure out how to make my voice sound like that with the professional VO voice and stuff. You can either call our Skype line, Bobby Blackwell Show, or send me an MP3, and we'll play it on the show. So this is going to hurt, but I'm opening up the phone lines because I see that there are people frothing at the mouth in chat wanting to get in. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156 is the number, and I've got everything open, and pretty much the rest of the show is just going to be listener phone calls, which means that you know, I don't know if we're going to go the full time. Actually, if live listeners, it is now 8:35, so we actually, instead of having like 10 or 15 minutes at the end of the show for calls, we've got 25 minutes for calls, so this is probably going to hurt. So I do have a call on the line. So Bobby Blackwell Show, you're on the air. Who is this?
Yes, you're right. It is going to hurt. It's Jared J.
Oh, God. I asked what's on your mind, but I already know, so okay.
No,
go for it.
No. I'm just kidding with you. But first off, Wii multiplayer is important. Will you not agree with me that it's important? And I didn't mean to take you off track and get you pissed off at all of us.
Now, when you say Wii multiplayer, do you mean multiplayer in the same room or multiplayer online or, you know, all multiplayer in general?
I think you know what I mean. Online.
Okay, online multiplayer.
Look, here's the thing, and here's the argument, and here's what ticks me off. It's like, yeah, the thing that ticks me off about the Wii in general, like, I have one, And yeah, sure, Nintendo's going forward with the whole controller, but it seems like they're just going backwards in every single other facet of how to make a console. So it's like, cool, they got a funky controller. But other than that, it's not great hardware.
Right. And I'm going to agree with you on that. I mean, it is not an Xbox 360 or a PS3. It doesn't have that graphical leap. It doesn't have that memory leap, you know, or storage space. Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. It is not current hardware. It's not exactly a GameCube, but it's, you know, just a GameCube with better chips in it that are speedier. Some.
Got better shading.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, do I think that any Wii game is going to look like, you know, an Xbox 360 game? No, not really, unless that Xbox 360 game was really crappily made.
I've probably seen some Wii games that look better than Pimp My Ride, so, you know.
Exactly.
I'm sure there's something out there.
Right. Now, online multiplayer, I agree that it should have been there from the beginning in terms of actually playing online, not the message stuff in there.
But that's cool, right?
To me, it is, because I'm not a big, you know, I mean, I wouldn't probably play Wii Sports online all that much. Because to me, the fun with Wii Sports is playing it in the same room with someone else, which I understand not everybody can do. So you're kind of right, you know, to me, it's okay that they're taking their time on it and getting it right, but I understand that that's not everybody. And especially the hardcore gaming market that feels shunned by the Wii, I agree that they're probably not liking the fact that there's no online multiplayer right out of the box.
Right, right. And I'll agree with you there, because you got to remember your audience here.
Right.
A bunch of guys in a chat room talking about video games, listening to a live radio program about video games.
Now, right.
How do we feel about it? Not necessarily how does soccer mom who likes to play tennis with her 5-year-old feel about it.
Right, and I mean, I agree. I would have loved Excite Truck to have been online multiplayer. I would have loved to Excite Truck to be 4-player split-screen multiplayer.
It's only 2?
Yeah, it's only 2.
Ugh.
Yeah. That was my reaction exactly. Screw you, Nintendo, and your 2-player split-screen. You've been able to do 4-player for ages. And, you know, I've actually had, like, a group of friends over, and it's only 2-player. We had 4 remotes here, but could only get 2 at a time.
The good old days of waiting your turn to play in front of your own TV.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I mean, even with 4-player, we were waiting around. But I really hope that when Nintendo does come out with it, they do it right. But I don't like friends codes. I'm sorry. I think.
What, you don't like being official Wii owner number 4867284297?
No.
Pi?
No. I don't like friend codes. And I mean, I understand the philosophy as to why they did it, especially since, you know, even though the DS has friend codes, the ratings wanting news organizations are still calling DS the pedophile finding machine. You know,
yeah, you know.
I mean, so
your
that
children
that
in a Wi-Fi hotspot are valuable to child molesters. News at 11.
And you know what? That's what tells me. The fact that it's still going on with the DS tells me that it doesn't matter what Nintendo does. They're going to find some way to, you know, say that pedophiles are finding people over Nintendo games. So there's, why not just bite the bullet and give us a, you know, universal login with a name, you know?
Well, the thing about that is that, first off, I don't think they're going to change it.
I don't think they can.
Yeah, they can't. B, they won't. C, they probably shouldn't, you know, because it's a kid system. This system is not geared towards us. It's nice if we like it, but the fact of the matter is, this is not a system for you and me.
Right.
But, you know, that's just like you said, that's their philosophy, and that's how, you know, they want to run with it.
It's like, I mean, I can tell you that friends codes are confusing to the people who aren't hardcore gamers, even. I mean, because I actually, there's a buddy of mine who has his own Wii, and I was like, hey, you know, he has his on the Wi-Fi at his house, but I was like, okay, hey, send me your Mii. And he's like, I really don't understand that whole friend code stuff. So I actually had to go over there and put in my code on his machine for him.
That's the thing that kills me. It's like you can go on any major message board and you'll find the community, like, post your friend code.
Right.
But the thing is, not only do you have to post it, the other person who posts it doesn't get any recognition that you have, you want to be their friend. It's
right.
You both have to hopefully know that you're doing it.
Right. And you want to know what's funny? There is one message board you cannot give out your friend code on. Do you know what message board
all
that
games?
Is?
All games?
No.
All games?
No.
What?
It's not all games.
Nintendo.
Nintendo.com.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You cannot give out your friend code on Nintendo.com. They will ban your account.
I don't think I want to go post on Nintendo.com.
Right. But like I felt that was interesting. Like in the DS days, that was the thing. You could not. They had big warnings. Do not give out your friend code on this message board. Do not. And they actually said don't give it out on the internet in general. Like friend
well,
code
kinda
should.
Like need not bite the hand that feeds.
Right.
Okay.
So.
I got one more thing for you. We can get off. Because, you know, the Wii thing's just been beaten to death. We'll think of it. But. Yeah. I completely disagree with this whole idea of turning Silent Hill into an arcade machine.
I disagree, too. I
brought this up somewhere. It's like after the Sonic the Hedgehog, which we already talked about, you know, do you think that companies have a responsibility, not just to the customers and the games, but to the IP themselves? Like RKO wouldn't have turned Citizen Kane into an action movie with two machines.
Right. Yes. And I mean, what's sad is that, you know, it depends on who wanted this project. I don't know this for sure.
I guarantee you Yamaoka-san had nothing to do with it.
Exactly. And that's what I was about to say. I mean, I don't have proof of this, but I bet you that the designers, original designers and the developers of the original Silent Hill games hated this concept. I'm pretty sure it was just the management heads at the arcade division saying, what IP haven't we turned into an arcade game? Oh, Silent Hill! Let's make Silent Hill into an arcade game. You know?
I can't wait for the Metal Gear Light Gun game. That'll be great.
Oh, wow, yeah. You have to step on the thing and that makes you hide. Yeah, and then that's
yeah.
it.
Crouch, you know. Halfway through it, you turn into an andronistic character you don't like at all. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm sure the OLR people after you are just livid about this. I'm sure they don't like this idea at all.
Dark Sakura will blow her top.
I can't wait, really.
It will be laced with profanities and everything. It'll be her FU.
Oh, she's good at that. She's good at that.
Oh, yeah. I think it may be her FU of the week. She won't talk about cars and drivers.
Yeah, I hate my car. That's my FU.
We love you, Orange Lounge Radio.
Okay. Yeah, you're cool.
Thanks for calling in.
Yep, see you later.
Bobby Blackwolf Show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156. If you want to call in, let's see, I did get people talking in the chat room. And let's see, Interlogic says, you would have been the only one playing online multiplayer in that game. He's probably talking about Excite Truck. Pen15 says, why no create a level like the original... an N64 Excite Bike series, and I, you know, where is my creative level? I completely agree on that. So we do have another call on the line. Bobby Blackwolf Show, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, Blackwolf, this is Pen15.
Hey, Pen15, what's on your mind?
I read this great article by Rob Fahey called Replacing the Stick.
Uh-huh.
And it had to do with game piracy.
Right.
And it was talking about how the dilemma now with game piracy isn't one of people using it as a means to make, you know, a lot of money. It's really just gamers allowing other gamers to play for free. And how do you battle someone who's making no money off of the game that they made available for free?
You don't. And I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of been the sticky subject. I think that, you know, really they just need to, you know, the big problem with piracy is that I would see is not, you know, random gamer who wants to give another gamer a copy of the game. You know, even in a bigger sense, like random gamer puts up a BitTorrent of it and lets other people download from his seating. It's really, you know, the guys in Taiwan that pirate the games and then, you know, sell them to you for $5, $10. That's where I think they need to continue their efforts in the anti-piracy stuff, is these guys selling for profit, selling these games for profit, or selling a device that has these games, you know, kind of like what the Acme Game Store did with the original Xbox. You know, I don't know if you remember this, you probably do. The Acme Game Store, they had this guy that would mod Xboxes, and they would sell these modded Xboxes, but one of the things they would do on this modded Xbox is put a whole bunch of Xbox games on the hard drive. and they got sent to jail over this. I think it was like the first big anti-piracy video game case in the U.S. You know, that is what they really need to be concentrating on. I don't think they can go against random gamer who's just giving it away for free because he feels others should be able to play the game without paying the developers for it.
And, like, I think the ELSPA is, like, they're going after everyone, and now, like, you see Sony, they constantly are battling with PSP owners over something that they obviously want to do.
Mm.
And I wonder, are designers eventually going to go, okay, we have to lower game prices, because right now they've just been increasing it, and then they have a special edition that makes it another $10, and then the extra special edition, like with Halo 3, the fact that there's a $100 version of it that's going to be released is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, and you just reminded me, I completely skipped the Halo 3 story. Thanks, man. But and, you know, I think that they do need to lower the game price, because I know that there are people that do pirate a lot of games that say if they were only cheaper, I wouldn't pirate them. You know, and so I think that is the way that we need to go, and I think the developers want to do that. It's the publishers that don't want to do that. Lower game prices, I mean.
Yeah, well, they're the ones who are hurting themselves by having that same mentality.
Yeah, and I agree. But yeah, but to answer your original question, I don't think they can go against the random gamer who's not making money off of it. They have to go against... They have to kind of continue going against the wares groups that sell their stuff.
Yeah, like the people who sell the GBA cart with, like, 50 games on it.
Right, you know, or sell Xbox, modified Xboxes with games preloaded on the system. Cool, thanks for your call, man.
Great show, Bobby.
Thank you. So real quick, it's kind of funny. I put this, like, in the opening... And I'm going to go ahead and read it now. I put this in the opening, and I just completely skipped over this, and I feel so bad. Bungie's website had an update on Halo 3 with an interesting addition. And this is what it said. Anyone who's played multiplayer on Xbox Live knows the following is true. Teenagers plus anonymity plus a microphone equals idiot. Xbox Live already gives you powerful tools to mute, well, tools on a case-by-case basis. The a-hole button in Halo 3 lets you exact instant silent vengeance. These kind of vocal bunt munches, as it turns out, are exactly as fun to play against as normal people, as long as you can't hear them. So now you simply press a button, back button for the moment anyway, and up comes the score list with everyone's tag on it. The right stick lets you highlight the miscreant, and then you can instantly mute them for the rest of the game. These morons continue smack-talking anyway because they can't help themselves, but... If you don't have to listen to it, you can simply enjoy killing them over and over again, knowing that their Ritalin wears off and their frustration builds. It's less and less fun for them. Ah, so satisfying. Any muted player you have selected in your Xbox Live account overrides Halo 3's new system, but that should actually enhance the choice of maroons you're editing out of your gameplay. Best of all, it means fewer wasted or frustrating gameplay sessions. We're doing our best to come up with lots of smart solutions for stuff like this, but honestly... We can't be parents to some of these poltroons. We're much more concerned with giving you guys the tools you need to silence them. So, yes, Satan Banana, that means I can mute you in the game. That's right. Bobby Blackwell Show on Skype, 1-866-880-0156. I think all games need a mute the a-hole button. And actually, I think I read something that Microsoft said that feature was coming to all games. Like, they're going to put it like in the next... version of like the Xbox Live API or something that they give to developers. And I think they said the reason it wasn't in Gears was just because it wasn't ready yet. And so they didn't want to put something that wasn't exactly ready. Brittany's bald on both ends. I don't know who that is. It says, so it's a mute button because that's been in PC games for like 10 years. And yes, I think the thing is in this, it is a mute button that can be brought up in the middle of gameplay and it doesn't take all that long to do. Because, I mean, you could always mute somebody in Xbox Live, but you had to go to the guide menu and you can, you know, all that stuff. So it's probably been in PC games for years, but this is the first high-profile Xbox game that's done this. Day Off Tona says, can I mute Bobby right now? It would make me cry. Tall Kid says, Bungie getting more great examples for setting more great examples for online gaming, and it seems that a lot of things were not ready for Gears. And Havoc978 says, mute is hard. Black of the Ghost asks, Booby, have you played Gears yet? And you called me Booby, so I'm not going to answer that. But to answer the question, yes, I have played some Gears. I do have Gears. I've got it here. I just haven't, you know, like other games like Final Fantasy XII have just been taking up my time when I've had long sessions. And if I have short sessions, Gears is not the game I want to play when I only have 20, 25 minutes to play. Mako brings up a comment about Silent Hill, the arcade game. Silent Hill, stop me when I'm wrong, is a game about suspense. How many people will wait minutes for something to shoot on the screen? We know full well it will be nonstop monsters, removing the whole horror and suspense bit from the game. And I think that's what we have a problem with, is, you know, Silent Hill is not action, run and gun, shoot the zombies as they come. That's not what Silent Hill is. Bacon Bits asks, what is the Duck Hunt-like shooter in Wii Play like? It is like 9 levels of shooting balloons, targets, but not your face. You can't shoot the face of your Mii. There are ducks in the background, and you hear a dog barking when the ducks fly on. So the dog technically is there. He's just not there in graphical form. You never see the dog. And it's not much to play with, you know. I only did it a couple times. I'll probably, once I get the gold medal in it, I'll probably stop playing it, because it is kind of funny. They do this thing at the end where there's like these UFOs that come around, and your Mii is like down at the bottom of the screen running around, and the UFOs come down and snatch one of your Miis, and you have to shoot the UFO before it leaves with your Mii. It's kind of like Missile Command in that sense, where, like, you know, but the cities move, I guess. And what up, G asks, can you shoot the dog? There is no dog visible on screen. You only hear the dog. And Havoc978 says, how can you not see the dog? Fail. And I agree. I agree. I need the dog. Jared continues about Silent Hill. He says, Silent Hill is not really scary, but is emotionally unsettling. House of the Dead is about as scary as Cookie Monster. Silent Hill Arcade is no Silent Hill. Seymour Booty says, what are you looking forward to next on the Wii? Online multiplayer. And actually, you know, we're looking forward, because we do play some Mario Party, we're looking forward to that. But I do really want to see how Metroid comes out. And hopefully with online multiplayer. And Smash Brothers Brawl. Those are the two that I'm really looking forward to right now. Other than that, it's games that are coming out on the virtual console that I haven't played yet. And those are kind of, or, you know, are very hard to find. But other than that, not really. But then again, there's also not that much I'm looking forward to on the other two systems right now either. But hopefully at GDC, I'll be at GDC in a few weeks, I'll be able to see some other games that that are coming out that will finally get me excited. Believe it or not, the game that I'm looking forward to most in general on all the systems is a PC game. I'm looking forward to Spore the most. So anyway, that's it. That's all I'm going to inflict on you guys this week. Thanks for sitting through it. It was a little disjointed tonight. I've kind of felt off a little bit tonight. All Games Interactive with Scott Rubin, Lawrence Young, and Jessica is live each and every weeknight from the Arena Interactive Lounge in West Los Angeles at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Pacific, right here on All Games Radio at allgames.com. We will be back again next week on Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, here on All Games Radio, so catch us live and interact with the show directly. I am going to start talking about the 2007 Independent Games Festival. I've already played 2 of the games, and I'm hoping to play a couple more, and I'll start talking about the finalists and what we're going to see at the Independent Games Festival. We're going to start talking about that next week. Feel free to leave a voicemail with us on any topic, or just leave a bumper for use in our Skype line, Bobby Blackwolf Show. Also, you can email your thoughts and opinions to me at blackwolf@allgames.com. You can join our official forums at allgames.com to take part in our community. But we would not be able to make this live show work without the help of the chatters. DC Nate, GK128, Hermdog, Mr. Young, Black Boy, Burning Paper Sun, Drunk Pandas, Fifth Dream, Ichiban, Johnny Blaze, Mako, Rare, Seymour Booty, The Matrix, The Rob D, THK, Toshin, NXS Joe Kill, Alt, Ash Fox, Bacon Bits, Blackie the Ghost, Bloodshot, Brittany's Bald on Both Ends, Bird, Chrisville 1724, Cita Bria, Coconut Buyer, Daffo, Day Off Tona, Engda 59, Firemac, Funnydale, Gav, Glitch 720, Havoc 978, birthday, happy birthday, I guess, Hitstun, Hyperion, Hippolytus, Interlogic, KDog 96, Mecha, Mingo 07, Neutron Pong, New Shiny CD, Paper, Pen 15, King K. Rule, Poison, Prowler, Raven's Dolphin, Satan Banana, Shadows Liar, Stone Raider, Subsea, Tall Kid, TDB30, Tedekin, Tiger Claw, VXJSNXV, What Up G, and Will Khan. So once again, thanks guys for being here with us, and I hope you guys come back next week. Thanks to Jared and Pen15 for their calls. Really appreciate it. Bye.
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed on tonight's broadcast are not necessarily the views and opinions of All Games Productions. This file may be freely distributed provided the original content is unedited and proper attribution is retained. For For more information about All Games programming, go to www.allgames.com.